Chapter 8. Sherlock. The Reichenbach Fall Job. Sherlock looked at John and rocked on his feet. He swayed at the force of the realization. John was... they were... this was an unexpected side effect. He researched. Really, 16% was far too high for John to have dismissed the probability. It required analysis. Sherlock blinked. He built a subroutine. He expanded his relational tables. He added storage. He ran simulations for how John would tell him the news. All of the magazines had emphasized that when an Omega told their Alpha that they were pregnant, it was one of the most joyous occasions in their pair bonding. But it had to be done correctly. There were lists. Sherlock considered that John might not have access to these lists. He left a series of magazines opened on the appropriate pages. He waited. He bounced on his feet and tried to distract himself with an experiment on the tensile strength of spider silk. It was an insufficient distraction. John had known for 6, more likely 7, hours. He should have told Sherlock by now. He went to Mycroft and raised his eyebrows that it was well and truly past time for the end game, you old, fat, lazy cat. Mycroft sighed and was old and fat and lazy and catish. Mycroft initiated the end game. They went to steal the Reichenbach Insurance Company. John did not say anything. They were in the park, pretending to be tourists. The trainers had a return engagement. And Sherlock could not take a single additional moment. He said, "When are you going to tell me?" John's face got that look that indicated he was ignoring Sherlock for non-sexual reasons. "Tell you what?" Sherlock was incredulous. He was incensed. Everything he had ever read indicated that this was one of the most significant moments of their lives. And John was getting it all wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. John's face shifted. His eyes widened. "Oh, you already know. Of course, you already know. You know everything." John stood up. He was taller than Sherlock like that. There was something in his expression that Sherlock did not like. He did not like it at all. That expression should never be on John's face. Not when he was looking at Sherlock. It was the normal person looking at the freak expression. John was rambling now. That's why Mycroft called this the endgame job. Because this is it, and then it's over. We're over. Sherlock stood up. He needed to be taller. He needed to be moving. "Why aren't you happy? This is happy." John's arms were wrapped around himself. He was glaring at Sherlock. "Happy? Why would I be happy to be bred? Why would I be happy about any of this? What we've had has been great. We've had amazing sex. This life has been incredible, but... I've always known that this wasn't a forever sort of thing. But this is about as forever as it gets." He shook his head. "Had? It's not forever." They were pair bonded. Sherlock fell back on a familiar subroutine. It never worked, but with his father's voice echoing in his ears, he spoke as his father would. "You're being stupid. Why are you being stupid?" "Right. Boring. Stupid. Me." John looked up at the sky. I can't. I need some air." Which was ridiculous. They were outside. John walked away. He left Sherlock. This wasn't how this conversation was supposed to go. Sherlock analyzed all 33 of the simulations of this conversation, and for all of the variables, most of them having to do with sexual positions, this result had not been one of them. He started to follow John, but Irene blocked him with her cart. Irene said, "Sherlock, let him cool down." But he ruined it! Sherlock's subroutines were still processing the variation that conversation had taken. Irene rubbed her eyes. "Sherlock, when I told you to stop fucking around, I meant you needed to tell him that you didn't think that you were just fucking around. But we really don't have time for this conversation right now. We need to go steal a Buddha." They went to steal a Buddha. Sherlock's mind was mostly dedicated to the John partition. Irene pushed her cart into the street in front of the armored car, carrying the gem-quality jade Buddha. Sherlock opened the locks while Irene distracted. This was when the day continued its downward trajectory, and the police arrived. No, not the police. The Thief-Taker Task Force. Government Division Unspecified. There on the roof of the building opposite them was Dear Jim. Sherlock's heart skipped a beat. John was with him. They were talking. Dear Jim waved a hand. John turned away from Dear Jim. Didn't he realize he was taking his eyes off something that needed to always be watched? Dear Jim raised his hand. There was a pop, which couldn't possibly be gunfire. That did not compute. John staggered back and fell. He fell. That did not compute. Sherlock lost sight of John as he blinked. He blinked. John was falling. John had fallen. There was a body on the ground. Sherlock wasn't entirely certain of what he was saying. He was trying to get to John. He had to get to John. But there were hands on him, pushing him into a car. He saw Dear Jim's wave. After that, all he saw was white as he experienced system failure.